I live and breathe. It breathes. It's got a hole in the head. It's a Roy Tan cigar.
I breathe too, and they say I got a hole in my head. I'm Joan Davis.
That Breathes presents Leave It to Joan with the music of Lynn Murray, our very special guest, Al Jolson, and starring America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis, Roy Tan Cigar Store Indian. Man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. Yes, breathes. The famous breathing channel in each Roy Tan cigar makes it easy drawing, even burning all the way. And you don't have to chew off the end. That neat hole in the head makes Roy Tan ready to light and enjoy. So breathe in that mellow richness. Breathe in that fragrant aroma. It's a pleasure to you and those around you. That's why wherever you are, wherever you go, you hear smokers talking man to man about Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. One man tells another,
Roy Tan is a light cigar.
A mild cigar.
A smooth cigar. Yes, it's a smooth cigar.
A mild cigar.
A fine cigar.
Man to man, you're missing something until you smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. And now, sit back, take a breather, light up a Roy Tan, and...
Leave it to Joan, leave it to Joan.
Today is a red-letter day in Willick's department store where Joan Davis works. To celebrate its 25th anniversary, Willick's has invited Al Jolson to be the guest of honor at a special store party. The rest of the entertainment is to be furnished by the employees, and of course that includes Joni.
Yeah. You know, I come from a theatrical family. My cousin Mimi was born backstage in a trunk. It was terrible.
Well, why terrible? Lots of theatrical children are born in trunks.
Yeah, but her mother didn't open the lid till Mimi was 15.
Well, anyhow, this morning, Joni, full of excitement over the appearance of Al Jolson tonight, is serving breakfast to her father, Police Sergeant Pops Davis.
Ah, toot-toot-tootsie, goodbye. Toot-toot-tootsie. Have some more toots, Pops? I mean, toast.
You sure are making a big thing of Al Jolson's appearance at Willick's, ain't you, Joni?
Oh, I'll say, I made Tom Hinkle, our star detective, take me to see Jolson Sings Again, and boy, was that theater crowded.
Well, that Jolson name is magic.
Oh, it sure is. As soon as we announced his personal appearance tonight, we had to put up a special counter in the music department to sell nothing but Jolson records. And that's where I've been working all week.
Oh, that's nice. That gives you a chance to hear all those great Jolson songs, like Chinatown, Pretty Baby, After You've Gone.
Yeah, they're great, but my favorite Jolson record is California, There I Go.
No, Joni, you mean California, Here I Come.
Pops, with the smog in California, you can't tell if you're coming or going. Say, I better get going or I'll be late for work. So long, Pops.
Goodbye, Tootsie.
Hiya, Joni. How's the Jolson record selling?
Oh, like hotcakes, Hinkle. Say, wasn't Jolson great in that picture last night?
Yeah. By the way, Joni, who is that other guy in the picture? That Larry Parks?
Gee, I don't know. Larry Parks. Oh, he must be the one who played Jolson's father.
Yeah, nice old man, that Larry Parks.
Yeah. Say, Hinkle, are you going to perform at the anniversary party tonight?
Nah, I got no talent. What could I do?
Well, you could do a trick my uncle used to do. He used to tap out tunes on his teeth with a little hammer.
Which uncle is that, Joni?
You know my Uncle Gummy.
Well, Uh-oh, I better scram. Here comes Penny Prentice, the boss's secretary. I'll see you later, Joan.
Okay, Hinkle. Hiya, Penny.
Oh, hello, Miss Davis. Wasting time as usual, I see.
Oh, no, Penny. We were talking about the affair tonight. I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do in the show.
You in the show? You an entertainer? Do you think you can entertain Miss Davis?
Well, I know I can entertain Miss Davis. It's the other people I'm working with. Oh, by the way, Penny, are you going to do anything in the show tonight?
Miss Davis, I happen to be be in charge of the show. And besides that, I'm going to give a piano recital.
Yeah? What's your piano going to recite?
Miss Davis, I play the piano. Now, would you like to know my selections?
Yeah, who do you like in the fourth?
Miss Davis, I was thinking of playing Rimsky-Korsakov.
Rimsky-Korsakov? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put $2 on Rimsky, but I'll skip Korsakov. Why, he never finished in the money in his life.
Miss Davis, Rimsky-Korsakov was a great Russian composer who died penniless.
See, I told you he never finished in the money.
Oh, hello, girls. Talking about our big anniversary show tonight?
Yes, Mr. Hackaday.
You know, Miss Davis, I've been trying to convince Mr. Hackaday to perform in tonight's show.
Gee, what do you do, Mr. Hackaday? Yodel?
Miss Davis, I don't think you realize that Mr. Hackaday has a magnificent singing voice.
Oh, you really think so, Betty dear?
Oh, yes.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep.
Not now. You just woke them up.
Oh, stop the nonsense. Come on, Penny.
Oh, yes, yes, madam. It is true that Al Jolson is going to appear at Willick's tonight. He, why, in fact, here comes Al Jolson now.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Jolson, but what for?
For knowing who I am. You know, a lot of people nowadays don't recognize me. That is, without my makeup.
Your makeup?
Yeah, it's called Larry Parks Pancake. But I don't know. I don't like pancake makeup. You see, the batter drips in my eyes. By the way... Not that funny. Listen, is that the record counter over there?
Yes, Mr. Jolson.
Well, I think I'll stop off there before I go up to the manager's office. Gee, that was real nice, that fellow recognizing me. First time anybody's done that for a long time. Oh, well.
Yes, sir? What can I do for you?
Well, young lady, I'd like to,
Say, aren't you... No, I guess you're not. You couldn't be.
Who do you think I was, honey?
Gabby Hayes. What?
Gabby Hayes, you better take another guess, honey.
Hopalong Cassidy?
Hopalong. I'm lucky if I can crawl along. Look, oh, I'll never get that chance again. Look, honey. Well, never mind. Just tell me how your record's selling. How the record?
The Al Jolson records?
You mean there's another kind?
Well, not for me, there isn't. Oh, you know, I saw him in his picture last night. Jolson sings again.
Honey, the guy you saw wasn't.
Oh, gosh, that Al Jolson is so handsome.
You saw the right guy. Yes, sir, that's the guy you saw. That's him. That's him.
Oh, well, to me, Jolson is Clark Gable, Cary Grant, and Jimmy Stewart rolled into one.
Keep them rolling, honey. Keep them rolling.
Would you like to hear one of his records?
Love it. Say, how about Sitting on Top of the World? You got that?
Well, I'm all sold out on Jolson's record of that,
yeah.
But I've got it played by Lynn Murray and his orchestra. Here, I'll play it for you.
All right, honey. You play it for me, and I'll hum along while they're playing. Huh? I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told the parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, that's all I can wear. a bundle of money. Don't make me feel gay, a sweet little honey. Here's making me say, I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, and I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, go to hallelujah, I just told the parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along.
Oh, gosh, that was swell. You sounded just like Al Jolson.
That's funny. That's what everybody tells me. Now do you know who I am?
Sure. You're the best Jolson imitator I ever heard.
Imitator?
Yeah, well, you're pretty good for an amateur.
Yeah,
but I think I can help you improve. You see, I saw the Jolson picture last night.
You did? Well, where do I make my mistake, you know, when I try to make like Jolson?
Well, once in a while, you ought to throw in a... You see, that's what makes Jolson.
Is that all it takes to be Jolson?
That's right.
Well, if the female goats ever find that out, I'm sunk, I'll tell you.
Huh?
Well, I'll try it. I'll try it the way you suggest. I'll practice a lot. You see, honey, I don't know you very well, but I want to tell you, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time.
Oh, you have? Yeah. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, you see, I... that is, I'm kind of... well, to tell you the truth, I don't do anything.
Oh, a bum, huh? I mean, you must be down and out.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Let's get this straightened out. There, I got to disagree with you.
What's the matter here, Joni? Gee, I hope you're not having an argument with a customer.
Oh, no, Mr. Niles. I wouldn't argue with this gentleman because we both agree that Al Jolson is the greatest public favorite of all time.
Well, I don't agree.
You don't?
No. I know a public favorite that's just as popular as Al Jolson. Hmm? That's been a headliner just as long. That's brought pleasure to as many people and that's earned as many encores.
Just a moment. Who are you talking about, son?
A Roy Tan cigar.
That's okay. For a minute, I was afraid you were talking about Canada.
Well, what I really meant to say was, man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. Compare Roy Tan with any other cigar without exception. You'll see why men everywhere are talking about Roy Tan quality, telling each other, man to man, smoke Roy Tan.
Roy Tan is a light cigar.
A mild cigar.
A smooth cigar. Yes, it's a smooth cigar.
A mild cigar.
A fine cigar.
You'll smoke Roy Tans with pleasure. You'll offer them to your friends with pride. And Roy Tan costs only 10 cents. So, man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes.
Well, Mr. Niles, even though Roy Tan is your favorite, you're still coming down to see Al Jolson in our anniversary show tonight, ain't you?
Oh, I sure am. Oh, by the way, Joni, are you going to do something in the show?
Yeah. I'm either going to whistle or play the harmonica. Hey, I got an idea. I'll do both at the same time.
Wait a minute, just a minute. How can you possibly whistle and play the harmonica at the same time?
Do you have to do it?
No.
Then what are you worried about?
Well, I'll see you in the show tonight.
So long, Ken. Say, mister, if you like to imitate Al Jolson, come on over to the piano, and I'll show you a few tricks
Davis,
that he's got.
What is going on here?
I was just going to help this gentleman polish up his imitation of Al Jolson. Who knows, if he's good enough, we might put him on Willick's anniversary show tonight.
What? Miss Davis, there will be no second-rate imitators on our show.
Wait a minute, punk. I'm no second-rate imitator.
That's right. He's a first-rate imitator.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's no room for him on our show.
But, Penny...
I'm sorry, but my mind is completely made up.
Not half as much as your puss.
Nice going, honey.
Oh, really? Miss Davis, Mr. Hackaday put me in complete charge of the program tonight. And I say that this man does not appear with his corny imitation. And that's final.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you something. I wouldn't appear in that show tonight for $1 million.
Now, take it easy, old-timer. Watch your blood pressure. You're no kid, you know.
I know. I better take one of my pills. Let's see now.
See, you carry around a lot of different kinds of pills. How do you know which one to take?
Doesn't matter, honey. Whatever they cure, I got it.
Well, I still wish I could have gotten you the chance to go on the show tonight. Say, in case I can still fix it, where can I reach you?
Well, the address is 835 Alpine Terrace.
Oh, by the way, you didn't tell me. What's your name?
Just call me Asa.
Asa?
Yeah.
You'll never get anywhere in show business with a name like that. You ought to change it.
I did. I mean, maybe I will. Well, so long, honey.
Oh, good luck, Asa.
Johnny, did you hear the bad news?
No, what's wrong, Hinkle?
Mr. Hackaday just got a call from Al Jolson. He canceled out on the show tonight, and he didn't even explain why he won't come.
Gee, this is gonna ruin Willie's 25th anniversary.
No, it won't. We don't really need Jolson. I can sing and save the show. I'll step into the breach.
Hinkle, if you want to save the show, step into an open manhole. Say, but you just gave me a great idea. As long as we can't get Al Jolson himself, I'm going right out now and get my imitator friend Asa.
Well, if it ain't the little old gal from little old Willard's department store. What are you doing at my house, honey?
Oh, hello, Asa. Is this really your house?
Well, it,
Gee, it's so big and beautiful.
Well, I tell you, honey, this house, you know, really belongs to Al Jolson.
It does? Then you...
I work for him.
You work for Al Jolson?
Yeah, I work for Jolson and for the government.
Gee, Asa, now I know why you do such a great imitation of Jolson. You're so close to him, aren't you?
Sure am. I even sleep with him. But tell me, what's on your mind?
Look, Asa, I came here to get you to do me a big favor.
Sorry, honey. I can't. I'm already married. I can't.
No. Your boss, Al Jolson, canceled his appearance at Willick's tonight.
I know. He told me.
Well, I thought it would be nice if you'd come to the party tonight, do your imitation, and we'll tell the people that you're Al Jolson.
You think I could get away with it?
Oh, sure. You're pretty good for a phony.
What?
Will you do it, Asa, please, for my sake? It means an awful lot to me.
In that case, I'll do it, Yasmin. And look, I'll imitate Jolson. I'll imitate him tonight the way he's never been imitated before.
That's it.
Now, don't overdo it. Begin to sound like Bert Lahr now.
Look, you meet me at Willick's about 9:30.
Okay, honey.
You won't get nervous now, will you?
Nervous?
My fifth piano solo, I would like to play...
Miss Prentice. Penny, come here.
Well, what is it, Simon, dear?
Penny, dear, don't you think we've had enough piano solos?
Simon, dear, you used to say that you could listen to me play till the cows come home.
Penny, dear, the cows have come home. They've heard you play and they've run away again.
Gee, I wish Asa'd show up.
Well, before we ring the curtain down, I'm going out and apologize for Jolson's absence.
Oh, not yet, Mr. Hackaday.
You step aside, Miss Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to spoil this wonderful 25th anniversary celebration.
Oh, gee, if Asa would only come. Oh, I
here
wish...
I am, honey. Here I am, honey.
No,
am
no.
I late?
No, no, you're just in time. Get out on the stage, Asa.
Just a moment. Miss Davis, I told you we did not want this corny imitator on the show.
Step aside, sister. Asa is going on. All right, folks, thank you. You had a pretty good show up to now, but believe me, you ain't heard nothing yet. Take it, Professor. Why can't you behave? Why can you behave? After all the things you told me and the promises that you gave, why can't you? Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? But why can you behave? There's a farm I know near my own hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in this world I crave. But why can't you be heard?
Oh, behave, baby, behave.
Well, Mr. Hackaday, didn't my friend Asa do a wonderful imitation of Al Jolson?
Imitation?
Yeah.
Miss Davis, your friend Asa is no imitation of Al Jolson. He is Al Jolson.
He's Joe Alson. I mean, he's Olson and Johnson. Hey, Asa, are you Al Jolson?
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh, my goodness. That's the man I called a corny imitator and kicked out of the store.
What? Benny, how could you have done such a stupid, brainless thing?
Simon, dear, how can you talk to me that way?
Penny, dear, as Mr. Jolson would say, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, did everything turn out the way you wanted to, Joni?
Oh, it sure did, Asa. I don't even mind that I didn't get a chance to entertain tonight.
Oh, well, it ain't too late for that either. The curtain's still up. How about doing a duet with me?
Me? Me sing with Al Jolson?
Why not?
Gee... Joan Davis and Al Jolson.
I don't even get first billing. Well, I tell you...
What are we going to sing?
Well, I got an idea. There's a cute little tune that was popular a year or so ago. We'll sing Mañana. That means tomorrow.
tomorrow. I thought we were going to sing tonight.
Oh, don't be corny, will you?
All right.
We're going to sing tomorrow tonight.
Oh.
We'll do it the hard way. Hit it, Union. Oh. Hey.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Look. What are you doing there, honey?
I'm just getting in the mood for the whole thing now. Trouble is, I can't get it out a second.
I'm so old, I can't get it in the first. Come on. Take it,
the traffic is terrific here at Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah.
So if a taxi cab should come in contact with your spine,
just lie there in the gutter. Don't you worry or be glum.
Just close your eyes and rest assured the ambulance will come.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
Oh, I like your dress, señorita. I like your dress.
Oh, I bought it at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah?
But I gotta take it back.
You gotta take it back? Yeah. Why?
It fits a little too tight around 14th Street. It's your turn to sing, señor.
Hey, I was a babysitter, and the family called for me.
See?
They wanted me to babysit and offered me a fee. But when I saw the baby girl, I did it all for fun. The baby said he'd stick around, cause soon I'll be 21.
Oh! Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Ah, quieto, quieto. Bendarda,
I feel so sexy.
You know something?
Huh?
I'm sexy too. I may be sexy, but I feel 70.
A scientific person, Naj, who lives down in L.A.,
right,
created an invention that would clear the smog away. Now, though he has such great ideas to keep the city clean, in all the smog, he cannot find his anti-smog machine.
Mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
How you like my singing, senor?
Ah, senorita, your singing is what you call divine, divine.
Just divine?
No, and the divine. Sound like gravel. But come on, sister, sing some more, sing some more.
Okay. Our president in Washington to Congress made a plea.
Yeah. He asked for $40 billion to keep prosperity.
If he meets opposition, Harry Truman needn't frown.
He can always come to Jolly if Congress turns him down.
Mañana!
She trapped me.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
Ah, señorita. All I can say tonight is, it's been grand being with you.
Yes.
And hasta la vista. Hasta luego.
Has to go now.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
Al Jolson will be back in just a minute. But before she returns, men, take a breather. Sit back, relax, and light up a Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. The cigar that made cigar history because of its convenient hole in the head, its mellow quality tobaccos, and its popular price. One man tells another,
Roy Tan is a light cigar.
A mild cigar.
A smooth cigar. Yes, it's a smooth cigar.
A mild cigar.
A fine cigar.
Man to man, you're missing plenty until you smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. And here's Joan Davis and Al Jolson again.
Oh, gee, Mr. Jolson, I just want to thank you for surprising me at Willick's anniversary party tonight.
You really thought it was me you saw in Jolson Sings again, huh?
Yeah. Say, why don't they let you play yourself in those pictures?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, they just figure Jolie is a little too mature, you know.
Too mature? Don't they realize that life begins at 40?
Yeah. But this is the third time I'm beginning. Well, good night, Jolie.
Good night, Jolie, and good night, everybody.
David DeJohn starred Joan Davis, Roy Tan, Cigar Store Indian. Man to man, smoke Roy Tan, the cigar that breathes. And as I live and breathe, this is Ken Niles smoking a Roy Tan.
Mister, when you smoke half and half pipe tobacco, there's pleasure at both ends of your pipe.
It smells swell.
And it tastes great. You enjoy the wonderful flavor of half and half.
And your better half shares the wonderful fragrance.
You don't know the half of it until you smoke half and half. The perfect mixture of mellow and aromatic tobaccos that adds up to one perfect smoke. Why be satisfied with half the pleasure of smoking a pipe? Smoke half and half and get it all.
If that's half and half you're smoking, dear, just blow the smoke my way.
Smoke half and half pipe tobacco for pleasure at both ends of your pipe.
Joan Davis will be heard at the same time next week. Good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.